Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. We the boys.
It is the 414 hour. At four.
No.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
If you're going to say it, you got to say it right. It's the 414 hour at four.
Okay, so how am I supposed to say that?
Say, come on.
All right.
Four.
It's the 414 hour at four.
Come on, they're going to have some swag
now. No way. I can't do that every day.
We're going to get you swagged out.
I don't do that every day for this reason. It's the 414 hour at 4 on the one-year anniversary of KBN.
It's as good as it's ever been. It just keeps getting better.
Never swagged you out, though.
Never swagged me out?
Yeah, I said we're going to get you swagged out in that clip.
I can do it.
It's the 414 hour at 4.
On KBN with a lot of swag.
I love the attempt. I can tell Ben played with the black kids on the AAU team. He hung out with them. Come on, Ben, let's go listen to this Eminem or this Jay-Z.
Okay.
It was always an interesting battle as we did have more white basketball players than most Division I basketball teams, where it was a fight in the weight room. For Ratchet versus Country.
Oh, wow.
You can't work out the Country.
Nothing gets you pumping like Trace Atkins.
Pump that iron, baby. Move that tractor. Yeah.
That had to be terrible. But y'all were beefy, so it must have worked.
Beefy?
Wisconsin has a big old strong guys.
Yeah, well, used to. 800-990-3776. Ben Bruss, Kyle Walsh, Brad Nordman, Alex Rove here on the one-year anniversary of Kyle Bruston Nordman. I want Kyle to answer this first. Which would be the most painful for you, Kyle? If the Green Bay Packers lost in the Super Bowl, if the Jets won the Super Bowl, if the Bears won the Super Bowl, or if the Cubs lost to the Brewers in the NLCS and the Cubs went on to win the World Series?
That is a groan.
No, some rough
That's
options.
Authentic.
I'm honestly in between the Brewers losing to the Cubs in the NLCS and they go on to win the World Series, because then you wouldn't hear the rest of it. But, you know, that for me, it's pulling me number one, but I'm not going to lie
Bears.
To you. That's in my head. That's in my head because the Cubs have actually, like, you know, they burst that bubble. They actually broke through one time, and I had to deal with that already. So they won a second
in
one.
In recent times.
Yeah, it would suck. But Chicago Bears fans, I don't think I can handle that. I don't think I can handle Chicago Bears winning the Super Bowl, because they still talk about 1985 like it was 40 years ago. They're going to be having a 40-year anniversary about that dang football team that was doing the Super Bowl shuffle. I can't imagine if they won another Super Bowl what I would have to deal with. Oh, I love my Brewers, and I hate the Cubs, but I don't think I can take Chicago Bears fans being able to talk about a Super Bowl title. It's the Bears winning the Super Bowl.
It's the Bears?
It is the Bears winning the Super Bowl.
You went to Whitefish Bay High School. You called Craig Counsell a traitor.
The Cubs already, listen, football is king. And how much I love baseball and love the Brewers, football is what runs all. If people had to choose between watching the World Series game or watching the Super Bowl, they're watching the Super Bowl every single time. I don't need all them eyeballs on the Cubs. Excuse me, all the eyeballs on the Bears, and the Bears win. So, nope, Chicago Bears. I don't want them ever to win a Super Bowl.
I find it interesting he didn't even have the Packers in the conversation.
Well, that wasn't a question, was it?
Yeah. The Green Bay Packers lose the Super Bowl, Jets win the Super Bowl, Bears win the Super Bowl, or the Cubs beat the Brewers in the NLCS.
No, I stand by what I said. I still hurt today from the Packers losing to the Denver Broncos, and I still hate the Denver Broncos to this day. But
I don't know.
As a grown adult, man, I can't deal with Chicago Bears winning. I just can't.
You know what I don't give enough credit to, and I don't remember enough? The Packers beat the Bears in the NFC Championship game and then went on to win the Super Bowl. Imagine if it was the other way around. Imagine if the Packers played the Bears in the NFC Championship game, and then the Bears beat them and then went on to win the Super Bowl.
We'd never hear the end of it.
That would be nightmarish. I forget that we actually did that, the Chicago
Bears.
It was
the Jay Cutler MCL game.
It was. So whenever I see Bears fans, you know, sort of randomly getting a Packers suck chant or whatever else, Green Bay sucks, I kind of get it. Those are deep wounds. Those are deep. I couldn't imagine the Packers losing to the Bears in the NFC Championship game and then winning the Super Bowl. So those are deep wounds. For me, I think it's the Brewers losing to the Cubs and then going on to win the World Series for the Cubs. I've just seen that so many times, and that would be ultra painful. And to just have the Brewers be foiled again, to be so close yet so far, and then do it in a really painful fashion against the Craig Council-led Cubs, I think that would be the worst.
And I think you just made a point. It's like the Cardinals, right? We lost to the Cardinals, I want to say, in the NLCS years ago, and then we lost to the Dodgers. And I don't have a hater. I mean, granted, the Cubs are different. I don't hate the Dodgers like that. I guess because when it comes to baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers, if we ever get a World Series, it's like the Milwaukee Bucks. It's like, finally, thank goodness. We're with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, come on now.
You're wearing owner today.
I'm an owner. Like, I can't see my competitor. I can't see somebody else in the league that I also own a team in as well win a championship.
800-990-3776. Dave from Aaron chimes in. Did you dream up this nightmare question sleeping last night, Benny? Ryan from Muguanago chimes in. It's the Bears winning anything as it isn't even close.
Yeah, it is. Can I, really quick question. As an owner of the Green Bay Packers, am I allowed to talk about scrubs like Caleb Williams? Do I need to ask the NFL
Jerry Jones seems to give his opinion.
1 year anniversary, wears the owner t-shirt to the show and then acts like he's above everyone else.
I need to make sure I can actually say that and not get my team and my organization in trouble.
I don't think Roger's going to call you concerned. Roger Goodell, that is.
Yeah, Roger didn't want to call me.
Yeah, he's not going to say, you know what, Kyle, we know you're an owner. You are someone of influence, of power. You got to be careful about what you say about the Chicago Bears. not going to call you.
Okay, just making sure, because if he called me, it'll be a lot more conversation about that, having my boys blowing that field he did had him on last week.
Well, Alex Strofe, also a Packer backer of the show. What would your selection be? The Green Bay, what would be most painful to you, Strofe? The Green Bay Packers losing the Super Bowl, the Jets winning the Super Bowl, the Bears winning the Super Bowl, or the Cubs beating the Brewers in the NLCS and going on to win the World Series?
Yeah, as the real Packer backer of the show, I don't think it's very close. It's the Packers losing the Super Bowl.
That's a real fan.
Well, you I guess you haven't witnessed it.
Not a hate fan.
I mean, for me, I understand where you're coming from. Like, the Packers
losing. What do you mean?
The Packers losing the Super Bowl. It would sting me. It would sting me for a very long time. But
yeah. You said you hated the Denver Broncos 30 years later.
Oh, come on now. It ain't been 30 years now. It's been
almost.
28.
It hasn't been 1997, 98. It's not 28 years. Your math is
27.
Well, 58.
That's
minus
27 years ago.
32.
Oh, 1997 was 27 years ago.
Oh my gosh, where's time going? But getting back to the real thing is that I guess I have the hope that the Green Bay Packers, if they were to lose in a Super Bowl, that we can get back, right? That is what I'm living off. I'm living off the fact that, you know what, we made it this far. Let's try to get back. Let's run it back with this team that we have. I hate Bears fans. Like, I don't think there's anything more than this world outside of...
See, but here's where I'm trying to find the dynamic in your brain, because the Bears are so irrelevant. Is that because they're so irrelevant and you've been able to live rent-free and Matt LaFleur's 10-0, Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you, I still own you? Is it because of all that built-up energy that you would feel that energy times 10 if something were cataclysmic happening in the Bears winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it would be. Like, when the Cubs went out, I was hating on the Cubs, and then, like, it's like, dang, they're actually good now. I'm telling y'all. Being around Bears fans throughout college and just being around Bears fans now, we know our good friends at ESPN Chicago, they're annoying. They're extremely annoying, and they're annoying, and their team sucks. Now imagine their team was actually good. Do you know they're on steroids? Cat will be on steroids. All those guys down there and gals will be on steroids talking about their Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams didn't do anything, and then finally in the first real game action they had, he played like boo-boo, and I'm sure they're still down there singing his praises.
I think I'm actually going to be with Kyle Wallace here. As someone who has moved on from the Chicago Bears and now continuously enjoys seeing the hopes get just absolutely crushed year after year, I was actually pissed that they even won with the special teams and defense.
Because me too.
Could you imagine what a show would be like on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, our sister station, where they have the Bears' rights and the game is playing and then they lose and Caleb Williams looks like boo-boo, as you said, and they don't find a way to win. That's the dream scenario this week. I don't even know who they play, but the dream scenario is a loss and Caleb Williams having a week two that is also bad, and somehow Malik Willis winning the game this weekend to have the Bears and the Packers tied in record with Malik Willis, and they have Caleb Williams, who they put all of their chips in the basket for.
So the Bears play the Falcons on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, the Falcons are winning that game.
Are you watching?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch Sunday.
You say they are?
Oh, the Falcons are going to win that football game. I know they struggle.
The problem I see with that, and I want to get back to the Green Bay Packers here, is Kirk Cousins couldn't move, and the Packers, or excuse me, the Bears actually have a solid defense.
That's true.
Well, my question is, we haven't even touched on the Jets winning the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Would you feel no emotion from that? Would you feel happy for him? Or just nothing?
I mean,
it's just another team.
Just another team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I've moved on.
It is.
She got uglier. I told y'all this a couple days ago.
But if she got uglier, she'd be cute again.
She'd be banging
That defense would be really good. I'm at the point now where I have moved on. I have acceptance with where we're at with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers with a new football team. I have Jordan Love, and I'm happy with the love that I have with Love. So I'm good where I'm at.
And you have a new window of opportunity right now.
Oh, I have a new window of opportunity. I want you to have that great window of opportunity as well. I'm telling y'all this right now. If you are thinking about getting brand new windows, do not think any longer. Contact my guys at Universal Windows Direct. What I love about them is the fact that they have great experience in the industry, and they also will take great care of you. You can schedule a free estimate today by calling 414-410-2000. And what I love about them, they have great deals, but also they have great customer service. They can have somebody come out to your house literally tomorrow. You can pick the time. They came to my house at 7 o'clock at night. Yes, 7 o'clock at night, and they broke down all the different options that I had for my different windows inside of my home. I want you to have this great same experience as well. Again, no pressure to buy whatsoever. Get a free estimate. Make sure you compare prices with other people, and I promise you this, you'll make a great decision by choosing Universal Windows Direct. And on top of that, when you buy two windows, you get two more free. Buy two, get two. Buy four, get four. There's absolutely no limit. Plus, 0% financing. 0% financing for 60 months. That is five whole years. So again, call them today at 414-410-2000. And for the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. That is UWD.com. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Brad, I don't know if you're getting your mascots mixed up, but the Bears play the Texans on Sunday Night Football.
The Texans?
Oh, they getting clapped.
Clapped.
I am getting them messed up. I don't know what I was thinking.
What were you thinking,
I'm sorry,
dude?
KBN Nation.
Embarrassed. That's a big switch. The Falcons to the Texans.
It's a big difference.
Bears at Texans, Sunday Night Football.
That's a little bit better of a game.
Yeah. I do want to know, though, with Malik Willis, right? We've talked about expectations for him, but what are the expectations around him? Who on the offense do you want to see step up? I have a ton of options, and you have a ton of options. Let us know at 800-990-3776. We get to you, KBN Nation, next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pack Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring, one pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey.
What's
the rest of the words? Jordan loves Christian Watson. Hey, that's a touchdown. That
on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
800-990-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin Talking Text Line. I'm Ben Bruss alongside Super Bowl runner-up, longtime NFL punter Brad Nortman, Packers owner and Packer backer Kyle Wallace, and Alex Stroff is running the show. We'll go to Ron in the Key. Ron, it's either good or bad. We'll find out.
So, Benjamin, essentially you were asking people, like, what would hurt more from a fandom break-your-heart standpoint, right?
Correct.
Right. So my question to you is, and not, no troll, nothing. I'm just curious. Do you feel you have that in you anymore? Because I was also always, you know, hear of your own story, more the objective fan. I was not, we're always better. You know, like Kyle, does betting take that out of you? Because I always felt it did. Like you more and more stop becoming fans of any team, or at least not to that level. And you're just fans of, you know, the ticket that you have.
I mean, to a certain degree, yes. For Badger football, like it's different. Badger basketball, it's different. But for professional sports, Like, I definitely am a Brewers fan. I like the Bucks, but when it comes to NFL teams, I just root for whoever I bet on. Like, that's completely it. But I don't know if that's relatable to anyone other than me and Ron, because we probably place too many tickets.
Well, I guess I kind of feel that same way. Not like in the same way, but like how you could like lose your fanhood, right? I mean, I'm sure I know you grew up maybe potentially rooting for the Bears or whoever. And I'm sure people out there too, but you can, there are ways that you can sort of like deviate from your fanhood. At least the flames become less stoked.
Yeah, can't relate.
I was just going to say, he's wearing an owner shirt.
No, I'm being, even like.
You're the voice of the fan, Kyle.
I'm dead serious. Even with like the Wisconsin Badgers, you know my cousin plays
unless,
for the Badgers.
Unless you call Jordan Love selfish, then you're just the voice of your own.
But he transferred to Michigan State now, and obviously now I cheer for Michigan State as well as Wisconsin, and my passion for Wisconsin is still there. I'm just disappointed in Wisconsin, but my fandom is still there. Watching them struggle against South Dakota is still there. But no, I my allegiance, like my mom was like, why y'all going back and forth from the Wisconsin game to Michigan? I said, because I'm trying to watch the Badgers too. So my loyalty is still with Wisconsin.
I do want to know, with Kyle being the Packer backer that he is, Alex Stroh being the biggest Packer backer.
No. He
Packers owner that he is.
Oh, now you done lost your mind. You don't know what you're doing back there.
With Stroh's after
him. We're gonna sue your ass. Actually, I got a picture of my ownership number in my phone.
Cool.
Why?
I wanted to be able to buy stuff. My shareholder
stuff. It's 1046234. I can see it from here.
I don't know.
Everyone use that code.
It's not up, but.
What do you get with that?
I have special privileges to buy things that you can't.
Special privileges.
Yeah, I can buy.
Like what?
You mean like whiteout gear that the Packers Pro Shop sent to me instead of you?
Yeah, I don't want that. It was probably some type of legality why they can't send a shareholder free stuff. It's probably something behind the scenes. That's why I didn't get it. But no, I have access. I have access to be able to buy things that shareholders can only buy and receive. So
Malik Willis is going to be limited, not from an injury standpoint, but what he can do with this offense with the short amount of time they do have to prepare. This week.
2 weeks today, he's been a member.
Today, he's been a Green Bay Packer as he is being talked about on our one-year anniversary. I did not have that on the bingo board. Hey, what do you predict we'll be talking about our one-year anniversary? Oh, Malik Willis is going to be starting week two for the Green Bay Packers.
That's crazy.
That's a good point.
Wild 365 there. Who has to step up on the offense outside of Malik Willis to make this offense hum in some sort of direction?
It's the offensive line. The offensive line needs to play elite. Like the type of offensive line play that they played at the end of last season, which I don't think we saw in week one. I don't know if it was the footing. I don't know if it was lack of preseason reps. But Jordan Love didn't have all the time in the world. The run blocking wasn't amazing. It was just kind of pedestrian. Not what we'd expect from this offensive line that finished out the year last year. He's going to have to be given plenty of time to feel comfortable, Malik Willis is. And even when he sort of goes off script, maybe impromptu, they can help him a lot by just kind of shifting their blocks and working to make him to be able to maybe use his feet. And then even more so, you got to establish the run game. If you can't even establish...
Hey, you get one choice. And you can say
I'm saying the O-line. It plays a role in establishing the run game. And if they can't block, they can't create holes, you can't even establish a run game, this offense is going to have no success whatsoever.
No, for me, I understand the offensive line is a key piece of this. And last week, I felt the offensive line didn't have their best game, but we saw in the second half them kind of get it together a little bit, especially on the ground with Josh Jacobs. But for me... Rob Domofsky joined us earlier today, and something he talked about, he said, you know, they don't really have timing and a great relationship with Malik Willis, and he was talking about the wide receivers. He doesn't know where a Romeo Doubs wants the ball to be, but this is what you have to do as a receiver. They need to make sure they're able to get open and catch the football consistently for Malik Willis, because if Malik can get, you know, a rhythm going where they're catching passes or get things going, his confidence is boosted and he feels more comfortable in the football game. And at the end of the day, Malik, he's going to be able to depend on his legs, but can he depend on his arm and the guys on the other end of the receivers to make big plays when they need it, right? You can't have drop passes this week. You guys need to up your game to a whole nother level, because you have to compensate for Malik Willis not knowing the offense. You have to compensate for Malik Willis not being as great a quarterback as Jordan Love. You're going to have to make adjustments. You're going to have to run the best route that you can. They have to be elite at everything that they do to give Malik Willis the best chance to lead this offense successfully.
Did you choose the whole wide receiver group?
I said the whole dang group. They all going to have to step up.
Okay, thank you. I was looking for one specific guy, but now I'm left with, okay, I have Josh Jacobs.
Which is
the
correct answer.
I take the O-line.
And the tight ends. You take the... I got the tight ends or Josh Jacobs. And the answer is Josh Jacobs. I mean, literally, this is why you should be excited that you have a Josh Jacobs. He is a high carry, high volume guy. He literally did this the last 2 years that he was a running back in the NFL. He had trash quarterbacks. And so if he was able to set the rushing single season rushing total in 2022 at 1,850 plus yards, I'd like to think that he can handle a 25 carry load if this offensive line, due to Brad's point, can help create some gaps. We saw the explosiveness in the second half. The second half was what I think everyone expected the entire game to feel like for Josh Jacobs. But if they can build off of, it's going to be hard because, again, when you don't have a number one quarterback who is a threat, you can load the box a little bit more and make it a little bit tougher for Josh Jacobs. But you're paying him good money to be a bell cow in this type of situation. This is, like I said, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, I'm missing somebody else that was a quarterback for Vegas Raiders.
Gardner Minshew?
Yeah. No, that's Gardner now. He was with the Colts last year. There's one but I'm Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, he last year.
So when I hear those names and I watch Devontae Adams go over the middle and get smacked all the time, and I know that Josh Jacobs with a one-dimensional offense was able to put up statistics, you really need him to have a game. And again, the thing that ties this all together, Kyle says wide receivers, right? Brad says O-line. I say Josh Jacobs. MLF. Matt LaFleur is the guy that's got to figure out the best way to make this offense not just be, like, again, they're not going to win 15-10 like we saw in the Steelers-Falcons game on Sunday. You're going to have to try and get around 20 points, and if he is the head coach and the offensive mind that we think he is, and the defense can create timely turnovers, they need to take advantage like they did not early in the game against the Eagles.
Well, and you're not going to be able to have the luxury of explosive plays, right? I mean, I don't think Malik Willis is a very accurate down-the-field passer. So a lot of that above-the-top type game plan, that's probably out the window. You're going to have to put together 14-play drives, really gut it out. And that's where Josh Jacobs toting the rock, tight passes, maybe Malik Willis running the ball himself. It's going to have to be a slow, methodical, ball control type of game where you just eke out yard after yard. And that's going to be hard for Matt LaFleur because you're going to have to be running the same things over and over. It's not like you can pull out of your bag of tricks and get a quick score. It's going to have to be slow. It's going to have to be sustained. That's going to be a challenge.
I need a Malik Heath and Bo Melton blocking game right now. They're going to get more time out there out wide, five wide, and just start throwing quick outs and start blocking and get Jaden Reed and Christian Watson in space.
I ain't mad at it.
Hope that Christian Watson gets up after a hit.
I ain't mad at it. I am not mad at it whatsoever. I feel like that sounds like a good game plan. Spread them all out, quick pass game or quick running up the middle to get a little QB sneak.
Everything's
got to
be quick. Everything. You only go down the field in situations where it's 3rd and 7, right? Even on 3rd and 12, I'd be scared to death watching Malik Willis throw the ball, mostly because it is week 2, as Alex Stroh pointed out, in his time even just learning concepts.
You know, the Packers' defensive existence has been ruined by running quarterbacks, right? Whether it be Colin Kaepernick or Tommy DeVito or insert whoever you want. Any part of you excited that the Packers have a running quarterback that you get to now be on that side of?
Oh, me. Oh, I just hope he's not running for his life. I hope he's running because it's scripted or it works out because guys were downfield and he saw a space to run. I hope he's just not back there running for his life.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. I think Jason Wilde put it pretty good with us yesterday on Kyle Bruston-Orman. They have time to insert some packages, but it's not going to be like, all right, new offense, guys. I mean, like, this is there are things that they installed while Jordan Love was not even with the team, or he was with the team. He was holding in, right? They start installing everything that what they want is their base for the entire season. And Malik Willis, I'm sure when he got here, just tried to learn the base, right? Not even the extra concepts.
Brad, I'm curious from your perspective. The guy's only been in the building for 2 weeks. How does Matt LaFleur chalk up a successful game plan for a guy he hasn't had in his system for the entire offseason?
Well, the big question that I have is how much of it has already been retained? Because these offensive playbooks in the NFL, they're complex, right? 2 weeks isn't nearly enough to know the intricacies of it. And for him, too, he's got to know when to call out of audibles, how to read a coverage.
Yep.
You're sending guys in motions because you're trying to determine man or zone. It's so complex. How much of it has been absorbed so far? But you just got to say, probably, hey, Malik, tell me the packages that you're comfortable with, and I will go from there. That's the kind of coach that I think Matt LaFleur is. He meets his players where they're at because, listen, that's not a long time. Even if you were here all camp to put a backup quarterback in, it's hard. But 2 weeks, woof.
All right, so here's something I got. Because I was
here
trying to
go.
Think.
We
sit back, relax, and enjoy
all
the
all right.
We're talking about how quickly can he learn an offense, right? We don't know exactly how football intelligent Malik Willis is and how quickly he can pick up something, right? Read a defense. And so you know what I thought about? Brad, there's an exam that you took when you went to the NFL draft. What was it?
Wunderlich.
It was the Wunderlich score. And according to Sports Illustrated, the Liberty quarterback intelligence apparently shined through during the Wunderlich test, reportedly scoring a strong 32. A 32 on the Wunderlich score. I don't know how many is out of, but I know a 32 is a really, really high score. And so knowing that just tells me that he has the mental capacity to be able to read defenses, but more importantly, to pick up an offense pretty quickly. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be able to translate that and execute on the field, but being able to learn terminology, being able to pick up exactly when guys need to do certain things when it comes to the playbook, I feel comfortable knowing that. Now, it's no guarantee, again, that this will translate on the football field, but it makes me more hopeful that at least he knows exactly how to call the plays and what to expect and what roster guys are running, because he obviously has the intelligence based off that Wunderlich score.
Well, I know you had trouble sleeping, Kyle, after Jordan Love, but if you had the sleep oasis that you can get at IKEA, whew, you'd be in great shape. Because without a great night's sleep, you can't be your best every day. IKEA has everything you need to create your perfect sleep solution. From stylish beds and mattresses to essential storage, IKEA will quickly have you in a deep sense of relaxation. I know a lot of people will need that, especially if the Packers don't find a way to get a victory. So get organized with IKEA bins, baskets, and underbed storage for a clutter-free room. Finish your oasis off with dressers, wardrobes, and nightstands. I've seen them in person. They're awesome. They're absolutely awesome. Discover your bedroom inspiration and solutions at IKEA Oak Creek today or IKEA.com/US. Kyle Bruston-Ortman leading you to 5 o'clock in the Homer Hour. We'll have Homer joining us and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big
a
inning
seam
at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Do I know where I was this morning? I was at QC Kinetics. I was there getting my back checked out, doing my thing, because I want to live the life that I've always wanted, an active life. I got a first-hand experience on what the QC Kinetics experience is all about. I mean, I got to see behind the scenes. I got to see where they do all the medical stuff, things that were blowing my mind using their new cellular therapies to give you back your life. If you got joint pain, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, I mean, what are you waiting for? It is time that you regain the active life and allow QC Kinetics to use their advanced regenerative medicine to regenerate that tissue in your joints. It's unbelievable, their process. They take all the things out of your blood that make healing powerful, if I may. Their response time is unbelievable. Their ability to put you on your own schedule, to be able to put you on a path toward being able to move again. Have a pain-free life without any drugs or surgery. It's unlike anything else. You got to see it to believe it. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in cellular therapies, and they already have tens of thousands of satisfied patients. You could be next. Consultation is totally free. I went through the consultation. It was outstanding. Joint pain relief is on the horizon. With the future of medicine, QC Kinetics. Call 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Alex Droff running the show. UKVN Nation at 800-990-3776. I like this from Dave from Aaron. If you listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, morning 7-9-94-5 ESPN. I think Chewy said it. First play of the game, our offensive drive. Rip one deep to Watson just to show the Colts, hey, got to watch out for our pass game, too.
I like that, actually.
Little Minnesota circa 2021.
What if it's like 15 yards inaccurate, though? Why did you do that? Let's do a draw play. I'm just saying what happens.
No, if you're just heaving it up deep, so you're just letting it rip, I mean, how inaccurate could it be? I mean, it could be off, but it can't be 15 yards off. Like, dang.
Or can it?
Just don't throw a pick. Right? I mean, we're talking about don't put him out of his comfort zone, no turnovers. Just don't throw
play action right away.
Yeah, maybe
play
let's not.
Play action right
just
away.
Just let it rip.
Play action right away. Don't drop it off to Tucker Kraft in the flat.
Boo the drop off. Listen, I like this.
Flat. The last thing we want is him to heave it deep into an interception on the first play of the game. Would deflate the stadium.
It is interesting, though. Like, what approach do you take to get him confident and comfortable? Because that would be a shot, right? You're talking about making the safeties stay back, say, hey. We can throw it deep if we want to, but what if it doesn't increase his confidence?
Yeah.
You're talking about, let's get some easy completions. That's where Matt LaFleur is cooking. Matt LaFleur going to cook?
Because we've even seen games in last year with Jordan Love, before he even rounded into that like late 10-game run, where I remember the first half of the Giants game on Monday Night Football, he was missing everything. Short passes, out quick, right? So like, there is an inherent risk in anything you do with Malik Willis after being in the building for 2 weeks with an accuracy standpoint. What happens if he loses confidence on the first drive because he's throwing a quick pass to Jaden Reed and they got blockers in front and it's high or low or left and it's like, at least if you go play action, Bomb City Central, Madden go route style, you're just like, hey. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. The first throw underneath him. Maybe he's like, damn, I missed that. But I feel confident. I threw the ball.
The downside, I wish he threw the ball in the last play of the game. The downside to it is the fact that Brad is right. Like, that interception on the first play would be devastating for his confidence in that game.
Could you imagine the first play throwing a pick?
Yeah, Bryce Young did it.
And has he recovered?
He did.
No, I'm saying he did it this year, too. So he didn't recover from last year.
Did he recover?
No, they got stomped.
Exactly. So nah.
But the Carolina Panthers aren't the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they suck, but there is a lot of unknown that we don't know with Malik Willis. And also, we can sit here and act like Malik Willis, he's probably not that confident in himself as well. He had what he thought was going to be the starter for the Tennessee Titans. When they drafted him, the expectation was, let's see what he has. He could have went as high as a first-round draft pick. He fell to the third round, and then Will Levis came in. He had an opportunity to compete for a job, did not win that job, and went to Will Levis. Came in now, try to compete for a job or to see if he can be at least a bit of backup, and lost that to Mason Rudolph. So his confidence has to have taken some type of hit. So we need to make sure that we build his confidence up with easy plays, let him have success before we start trying to launch and let it rip.
I think the first possession, you get that first down with his legs. I think that would be a good way to get a little bit of confidence. Take a little bit of a hit. Feel just get into the game a little bit.
Have Donald Driver call and give him a pep talk.
He's hurt. He's out. Come on, Sean. You're in the game, buddy.
Is there a third quarterback? Have the Packers signed a third quarterback at all yet?
No.
Okay.
Who's QB3?
Okay. Emergency quarterback Jordan Love.
Okay. Wasn't Jaden Reed as a quarterback?
Yeah.
And he could sling it. What was that play like?
The lefty across the field.
Why don't we put Jaden Reed at quarterback?
No, that's running the Wildcats.
Or just sign Randall Cobb as the emergency QB. He played quarterback at Kentucky.
Did he really?
He's 34 years old. I don't know.
He was
that
in the league last year, Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't very effective, though.
Moves as well.
Let me throw something at you quick, Kyle. Would you rather sign Ryan Tannehill as the starter or sign Randall Cobb as the emergency quarterback?
That's stupid. That is a stupid question. Ryan Tannehill.
Easily.
Right? Randall Cobb hasn't played quarterback since his freshman year in college. That's stupid. That's 15 years.
What a would you rather. Hey, you took a shot. I like it.
Hey, it's the Malik Willis optimism hour.
I was going to say, we are Matt LaFleur right now. This is our blank canvas for the first drive. He is scripting something way better than us, or is he?
I can see.
All right, everyone, before we get to Homer, right now, has to call what you would do on the first play.
I'm running the freaking football the first play. That's what I'm doing.
Predictable.
Whatever. I'm going to tell my offensive line, we are going to win on you guys, mowing down these guys that got mowed down the week before, and Josh Jacobs, this game is on your shoulder.
Great, you got mowed down? Let's do some mowing now.
No, I need Malik Willis to just be a game manager.
Play action, roll out, and say you've got one look. If he's open, you throw it. If it's not, you tuck and you run.
God, I really like that one. I like the rollout action.
Just one
getting
option.
Quarterback,
easy.
Getting quarterback easy. Where it's like you don't have a lot of options to look at. It's rollout scripted in one section. I'm fine. I love choose. Play action bomb to Christian Watson.
Mm.
What else could go wrong?
Interception.
There's a lot.
An interception.
Strofe.
Yeah, it's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. They're going to run the same exact play they ran very first play against Chicago last year, which is a bomb down the sideline to Christian Watson. They're going to stack the box.
But
they know they're going to try to establish the run.
Coaches are smarter than us, and maybe they're thinking, you know, if these dumb idiots talking on the sports talk show are thinking they're going to throw a play action bomb to Watson, maybe we should look out for that.
I'm legitimately imagining Matt LaFleur and the offensive coaches in a room with a blank whiteboard and saying, okay, guys, what do you think? And he's like, what if we do this? It's like, no, it runs down the board. No, we're not doing that. Just like this like brain trust of brainstorming.
No, you understand this, is that this game is going to be one if the Green Bay Packers can impose their will on the defensive
All
line.
All right, you're so boring.
I'll be boring. I want to win.
You're boring, and what's not boring is branding your business the way it should be branded.
Well, I'll tell you what, there would be nothing more thrilling than letting 3Tree Marketing tell your story. Your story? It's a story worth telling. That's what a brand is all about, is making sure that your customers, your coworkers, your team, your business partners know exactly who you are and what you're all about. That's what 3Tree Marketing does. It's a full-service branded merchandising agency that uses creative merchandising strategies to tell your customer story. It could be whatever it is, new teammates, business partners, specialized gifting or onboarding kits. Whenever you put your logo, your company's name on anything merchandising, anything that you can be able to give or show to somebody else, it's got to tell the story of your company. That's where 3Tree Marketing are experts. It's an amazing opportunity to showcase what your brand is all about. This team thinks outside the box and then become an extension of your own team. 3Tree Marketing can do that and so much more for your team. Set an appointment today at 3treemarketing.com.
Oh, baby is next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our
no,
feelings.
No, come on.
Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo,
now.
Fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you?
Yeah. That's fair.
Need Homer, one? Yeah, yeah. Us?
Yeah.
Y'all
2-3-4?
You're all the same. There we go. Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Radio legend.
I don't care. I wanted to talk to Brett Musburger. That was for my own personal benefit. I hope other people enjoyed it, but I wish I was Brett Musburger. How about that?
Voice of Marquette basketball.
Joplin to the basket.
Oh, wow.
He dunks it. Hammer time.
And owner of the most famous catchphrase, at least in this building.
Oh, baby, that's sweet.
It's time for Uncle Homer on Kyle Bruston Nortman. Presented by Robert Half Diamonds. Visit them at their Greenfield or Brookfield locations or online at roberthackdiamonds.com.
Oh, baby, it's Homer time, and it's brought to you by Robert Half Diamonds. And if you're on a budget, we all are. This economy is definitely interesting. But if she wants a diamond, you can get it at Robert Half Diamonds because they offer a huge collection of lab-grown diamonds, and they sell them at ridiculous prices. A 2-carat total weight diamond studs. For less than $1,000, that's a pretty good deal. Whatever
Dang.
You do, they're charging lower than anyone. They say, you can look around because people are charging $5,000 for lab-grown diamonds. Not Robert Half. Just go anywhere. They say, go anywhere. But because you always come back. Make sure you go to Robert Half Diamonds. Visit roberthackdiamonds.com for more information. Visit them in Brookfield or in Greenfield. It's time now on Kyle Bruston Nortman before the Homer Hour for Homer. What's up, Homer?
I'm still happy. Thought I was going to have to go through 16 weeks of hell if Jordan Love was out long term, and life's good.
Yeah. Thank
I'm
you, Homer.
I've had Fireball on the rocks after each of my last two shows and might have one here.
Homer, can I just ask you, as you being a Packer fan like me.
I'm not really a Packer fan.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm not a Packer fan.
I was before
either.
I done this. I don't. I want them to win because it makes my life better.
What does my shirt
easier.
Say?
Downer owner. Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Downer.
I'm out of downer.
Hey, downer.
Hey, let me give you just a tip. Oh, it can say Chinese and it don't make you Chinese.
Well, I am an owner. I have
no,
to
you're
stop.
Not. No, you're not.
I am a shareholder.
You are not an owner.
Homer, you can't tell me that. I don't even know if I'm breaking laws right now by even talking about other players in the team. But were you down in the dumps when Jordan Love went down? So that's why this injury is like, oh, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Come on.
Oh, I'll take it. It's going to be, I think it'll be 2 weeks.
How
three
rough,
at the
most. Homer, how say something nice show. About Malik Willis.
Oh.
He was the Bobby Bowden Christian Athlete of the Year award winner in college.
Won't
when
he do
he was
it?
At Liberty.
Love that.
Yeah. He's got God on his side.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
There's even a limit to God's miracles, though.
He took a religious school like no, Liberty to
that
a.
That was
book
mean.
Book.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That wasn't really nice. Yeah. No, he's not
what
any
good. What else you got?
He's not any good.
What about
but
his game
the,
play?
What else I got? Jaden Reed. I think with Jaden Reed, maybe you can make Malik Willis look good. That's what everybody should be seeing. That's what we should all be talking about. How great was that performance last week?
Phenomenal.
Yes, and how good does he potentially make the Packers? Like, I don't care what number one, you said it. He's the best guy. He's a weapon.
Number one weapon.
Yes, and everybody. I hope they play a game where Belichick is doing the thing, because he was doing the thing.
Did you watch that? He was awesome.
He's so good. And then he mentioned the guy, who is it, Wilson? The guy for the Jets. Didn't take him on play. Go, you got to guard that guy. You got to guard that guy.
Oh, yeah, Garrett Wilson. Yes. He just said Garrett Wilson.
He and Rodgers. Just
literally
fantasy
watching that.
Have him. Rodgers is going to throw to him all year. He's going to have a spectacular
year. This is how
year.
You attack the Jets defense.
Yes.
You run the C-gap outside, away from Mosley and Williams.
He picks what you take away, what another team likes to do. Yeah, anybody, and I didn't even catch that much of it, but it takes like 5 minutes to go, he's smarter than everybody else.
I don't know how he doesn't have a job. He's ridiculous.
He will. He's doing everything possible. He is being so nice. I got to admit, the players, they're just laughing. Dude, the people who know how badly he wants to coach are those who played for him. Because you know that, the way the coach is privately now, like, who the hell is that guy? That's not Belichick.
Yeah.
He wants to coach next year, and he wants people to like
him. All right, so we asked Homer, joining Kyle, Bruston, Nortman, to say something nice about Malik Willis.
He can run. He's a good runner.
That's pretty good.
I'm past nice now. I want your expectation. Like, what do you—
They'll lose every game that he's the quarterback.
Oh, come on.
Wow. And that's why I'm setting it. And if he proves me wrong, more power to it.
So what does success look like for him in any given game? Like—
He didn't know. He hadn't really had it.
100 total yards? 150 between running and passing?
No, his goal is going to be to win. They're going to use his ability.
That?
Well, I think his ability to run the ball and roll him out and stuff and make the passes short to the tight end.
So how is it possible that you see the Green Bay Packers schedule with their next three games with the Colts again? The Indianapolis Colts look like they have a really good offense. Defense is questionable, just like we think the Packers defense may be questionable. Y'all thinking. And then after that, you play against a Tennessee Titans football team that's not a very good offensive football team.
Yeah.
And then you have the Minnesota Vikings who play a lowly New York Giants. You don't think that Malik Willis can find a way to be a game manager and win one of those next
three games? That's not the way I'd bet, but I'm hoping it. Yeah, I'm thinking they'll lose every game. And
you just think that the Green Bay Packers defense is trash.
No, I don't think the team is good enough.
You don't think the defense is good enough to find a way to
hold
them
under? I'll pick
them
to win one. If they have to play three, I'll give them one win.
Oh, that makes me feel a little
so
bad.
If the Packers,
why'd you give in to the
thank
owner?
Thank you, Homer.
If the Packers are 0-3 after 2 weeks and Jordan Love comes back, they make the playoffs?
Yep.
That's my man. That's the Homer I like.
Forget the percentages. It's like a 5% chance.
For 0-3 chance,
again,
like 6%.
That's like, it's kind of like when you said the Bears, you know, how a quarterback does when he's the first pick of the previous draft. Well, the Bears weren't that bad team. They got the pick in a trade. So it's different. Like, this is different, too. I remember, you want to go to the other side, when the Dallas Cowboys were really good. I don't know if they'd won the Super Bowl. Emmitt Smith was holding out, didn't play the first two games. They lost the first two. Emmitt comes back. And they crush it. I think they may have won the Super Bowl. So, you know.
You think Jordan Love is that big of a difference?
I think he's that important
he is that
to
good.
This
and
team
I believe it too.
Being young. I'll defer to the NFL veteran. On a young team, I think leadership is really important. They believe in Jordan Love.
Yeah, leadership and just being a top quarterback. And even if we take out what a top quarterback means, a capable quarterback, if you don't have that, you lose hope.
No, he said that this is a 0-17 football team with Malik Willis as the starter.
That's not what I said.
You said they won't win a game with
they
Malik
might be
Willis
a number one
starter.
I said that's the way I'm looking. You didn't tell me if they play. If he's a starter for 17, that's the definition of hell. No, he ain't going to be the starter for 17.
But I thought God was on his side.
He is. God is on his side. Yes. God is on everybody's side. I don't get
Preach.
That. No, everybody says this is aside from that, and maybe I'm a bad Christian. Like, God bless America. No, listen. God blesses everyone. You don't have to ask him to bless you. That's what God does.
Not
and
you.
Yet, you know, God bless this show. No, you don't need it. It's there. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
You think I'm wrong?
It's too. We don't have enough time for this
conversation.
Well, no,
conversation, but like he does. 2 minutes. It's the Homer Hour coming up next.